A new report appears to have settled a central question in a bitter debate over listing the wild Atlantic salmon as an endangered species. Opponents of listing have argued that the prized game fish, which is found only in Maine, is a genetically diluted hybrid unworthy of federal protection. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
2 years ago, the number of Atlantic salmon returning from ocean feeding grounds to Maine rivers and streams dropped to about 1,000. The federal government declared the fish an endangered species in 8 Maine rivers, raising alarm bells with the state's $60 million a year aquaculture industry, which warned that the accompanying onslaught of regulations could drive them out of business. The state of Maine responded with a lawsuit, challenging the science used by the federal government to support the listing.
The issue is whether these are wild Maine Atlantic salmon.
Governor Angus King has publicly doubted the salmon's pedigree, comparing the fish to mongrels at a kennel club. He points out that for decades, Maine rivers and streams were stocked with salmon from Canada. In addition, European fish raised in aquaculture pens have escaped by the thousands, increasing suspicions about commingling between wild salmon and their farm-fed cousins. Now, a new report from the National Academy of Sciences challenges the widespread skepticism about genetic purity. Fred Kirchis is the executive director of the Maine Atlantic Salmon Commission, which manages the state's salmon population.
The committee feels that there are genetically distinct populations, that the Maine fish are different from Canadian fish and from European fish, for sure.
The scientific panel found what it said was surprisingly strong evidence to indicate that fish raised in hatcheries and salmon pens did not dilute the genes of Maine salmon. Mary Colligan is an assistant regional administrator with the National Marine Fisheries Service, which recommended listing.
It's a very impressive panel of experts that came together to work on this issue, so we're quite pleased to have this report in our hands and think it clarifies the question of the genetic makeup of Maine Atlantic salmon populations.
It's still unclear what bearing the genetics report will have on the state of Maine's lawsuit. Governor King has declined comment on the matter until he reviews the scientific panel's findings. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Portland, Maine.